This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Brad Palmer. The USA Track and Field Foundation has awarded a $5,000 grant to Deanna Price to help the former Saluki hammer thrower with things like rent, food, and travel. I caught up with Price to find out how she's balancing part-time work at a local bank as well as training and competing since the Summer Olympics in Rio.
You put your body through so much. I wake up in the morning. I go to work at 7, like at least around 7. I get something to eat on the way there. I get there around 7:30, 7:45, and I get to work. I start calling clients, and then I go to about 12 to 12:15, and then I take about usually an hour break, and then I go practice for 5 hours. And then I'm also a volunteer assistant coach here at the university. It's long days, long hours, but I wouldn't change it for the world because I know it's going to make me better. I know that it's something I need to do because I'm doing it for everyone. I'm doing it for us. I'm doing it for our team. And when I sit there and they gave me this grant, it was just like they believe in me. They believe that I can do this. They believe that I can get out there and that I have this potential. And, you know, like everyone who believes in me, I fight for them. I always ask myself, what's the purpose? Who am I doing it for? And what's the reason? And whenever I can't answer those questions, then it's time for me to put down the hammer and time to go into society and find a full-time position job. But right now, I'm so blessed and so honored that I received this grant because, you know, it's hard. It is. Track and field is not football. It's not basketball. It's just a sport that you have to do for love in the United States. You have to love it. It's getting more popular, but it's still, you have to love the sport for what you do. It is 24 hours, 7 days a week. Every single day, you have to think about what you eat, think about how you sleep, think about what's going to get you to point A to point B, and do you have enough money to get you there?
That's an interesting point because, as you said, track's not like maybe some of the more mainstream sports that people follow closely because you, in essence, practice in anonymity between Olympic Games. I mean, there are world championships and that sort of thing that people do pay attention to, but really between Olympic Games, you're performing, you're practicing without a lot of people paying attention to what you're doing necessarily.
Exactly. I've actually had people come up to me and say, oh, so are you on a break now? I'm like, no, it's world championships are in London in August. They're like, really? We didn't know. It's because, you know, the Olympics is the main purpose for track and field athletes, but there's world championships, there's Pan Am games, there's NACACs. You stay busy every year. And I just got an offer, you know, an invite to go to Japan, and that costs thousands of dollars. And, you know, that money from the USATF Foundation will help me get there.
The tremendous hammer throw tradition that the Salukis have, I noticed that Gwen Berry also received this same grant.
Yeah, Gwen is like my big sister. She really is. When I came in as a freshman, she just graduated college and was training post-collegiately. And I've seen her ups and downs. I've seen her fights. You know, I've been chasing her since I got here. You know, this past weekend, we both were at USATF Indoor Championships. She placed first and broke the world record at a throw of 25.60. And then I placed second. And me, like, I just sat there when she broke that record. You know, I've watched her for so long. You know, it was like, I want it with her, you know? You know, she's my sister. We trained together, we bled together, we fought together every single moment, and we seriously just fight every day just to get an inch, just to get a little bit better.
What was the success that you had at the indoor championships this past weekend and in your training since Rio? Does it give you an idea of how your training is paying off?
Always. Hammer and weight throw depend on the amount of reps you have with the throwing implement. With the hammer, if you're just training, like I usually convert out, like, don't quote me on this, but like from the past experiences, what I throw in the weight throw in feet, that's what I usually throw in meters in the hammer. So I threw, like last year, I threw 72 feet, 30 inches in the weight throw, and I threw 73.09 in the hammer. And so usually what I throw in feet is what I convert out in meters. So this year I threw 79 feet. So if I train correctly and stay healthy, I should be around 78, 79 meters, which be breaking the American collegiate record. I think me and Gwen are just going to be going back and forth like crazy. And honestly, I don't care who gets it as long as the Saluki does.
And that would put you right up there with the world's best, right, if you continue to throw at that
oh,
distance?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Me and Gwen, if we're throwing 79, 80 meters, we will be competing for first, second at the Olympic, at the World Championship Games. And then if we can keep with it, we'd be huge contenders at the Olympic Games in 2020.
Deanna, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Congratulations again on the foundation grant, the success at the indoor championships, and best of luck as you get ready for London and the Worlds later this summer.
All right. Thank you so much. I'll keep you updated.